Good morning. We are Maseches Demai. We're up to the sixth parak, Maseches Demai. So just by way of introduction, this parak is talking about when there's a partnership in the field. It was very common in times of Chazal that the way the fields would work, there would be a landlord, be a Baal Bayis who owned the field, then there would be somebody who actually managed the field and he worked the field. There were different arrangements that were made in terms of profits. Like this, everyone got a fair shot at it. And one of the more common ways of doing this was called the arisos. Arisos is a sharecropper. He basically manages the field. He takes a certain percentage of the produce that comes out of it, and he gives the rest to the owner of the field. It's generally described as lamechza l'shlish or revia, to a half, a third, or a quarter, depending on what the arrangement was, is how much the Baal Bayis will get. Understandably, the aris will usually get more because he's working the field, but the owner of the field, by virtue of the fact that he owns the field, he walks away with a percentage despite the fact he doesn't do anything. There's another thing which is called a chocher. A chocher or choker is somebody who works, he's leasing the field. He doesn't lease it for money, but what he does is he leases the field for a set amount of produce per year. And he's taking a risk in a certain way, but at the same time, he has the benefits. If the field produces a lot of produce, he ends up walking away with a lot more of a percentage of what grows in the field. And if the field ends up producing a little bit, so then he ends up losing out, and he'll end up getting less. So the Mishnah starts, Mekabel Sada Mechavera. Mekabel is another word which is used to describe an aris, to describe someone who is a sharecropper. So Mekabel Sada Mechavera is someone who accepts upon himself the responsibility of working the land, and he'll give the owner a percentage. Mekabel Sadmi Yisrael, he takes from either a Jew, then a Nachri from a non-Jew, and a Kusi, we described what Kusim were. Also, another form of a non-Jew, Yichalik Lifneim, he just divides the field as is, he does not need to take off Maisers or Trumas beforehand, even though the owner of the field is not Jewish, or is an Amaretz and won't take off Meiser, it's not his issue. He just gives the owner of the field what he is entitled to. A Chocher Sadam Yisrael person is a Chocher. He works with the other arrangement. He's kind of leasing the field. Then, Nalach is Tarim and Osinlo. He first takes off Truman, then he gives it to the owner of the field. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amasai, when is that Truman is match Nasan Lo? Me Oisa Hasadam Yasei Amin. When is it true that he only has to take off Truman and does not need to take off Meiser? That is only when he is working with one field and one specific type of produce. He's working from a different field or a different min, so then you can't really say that we're just splitting it amongst percentages. Really what it turns out is that he is paying a chayv. He is paying the owner of the field rent. And if you're paying rent, you cannot give somebody rent from something which is not properly tithed. Somebody just didn't have proper mises and trumas taken off. Therefore, you have to take off the full gamut of trumas and mises before you give it to him. Whereas, if he was giving from the same field, the same min, you could just say, we're dividing the produce of the field. I get my share, you get your share. I take off trumas and mises from my share, you take it from yours. Mishnah Beis, Achokar, Shadu, and Anachri. Someone buys a field from a non-Jew, not buy. Someone who's leasing a field from a non-Jew, ma'asev noisin la, he has to take off Meiser and then give it back to the non-Jew. If you do aimer af makal basoda stay avosav, then anochim asav noisin la. Halach is even if somebody he accepts a resus on a field which ultimately used to belong to his ancestors. Halach is he has to take off Meiser beforehand. Both of these cases are interesting because why would he have to take off Meiser? Why are we saying that the halacha changes when someone leases a field from a non-Jew, that when he leases it from a Jew, we saw a Mishnah Aleph, he does not have to take off Meiser. When he leases it from a non-Jew, he does have to take off Meiser. So the Mefarshim explained, the reason is because we want people to refrain from becoming an Aris for a field in Eretz Yisrael which belongs to a non-Jew. People who own fields prefer to have an aris. They want someone to be an aris because, like this, they get a percentage of what grows. If someone's motivated by a percentage, he'll work harder, the owner will get more. We want people not to be motivated to be arisim for non-Jews because we don't want non-Jews to be purchasing land in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want them to own land in Eretz Yisrael. We want it to go to the Jewish people. So therefore, we make it more difficult for someone to be an aris for a non-Jew who owns land in Eretz Yisrael Never someone to be an artist for a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and thereby making the investment in property for non-Jewish people a little bit more of a difficult process, and therefore getting them to either not buy the property in the first place or to sell it off at a cheap price to Jewish people. We'll stop here at Mishnah Gimel in Maseches Demai, Perek Vav. Have a great day.